from Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Susan Yawkey reporting. Kerry highlights U.S.-Egyptian relations and counterterror needs. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry highlighted the importance of relations between Egypt and the United States, as well as Egypt's importance in the Middle East, as he met today with Egyptian Foreign Minister Sameh Shoukry.
The importance of Egypt and the importance of the relationship can't be understated. Egypt has long played a pivotal role in the region and in world affairs. And we have great confidence, I assure you, that that's part of the foundation on which we will build the future.
In his opening statement at the talks in Cairo, Kerry said the two sides would discuss the threat posed by the Islamic State group and that Egypt has already paid a high price in fighting extremism. He stressed the need for a counter-terrorism strategy that has the support of religious figures, educators, and citizens who discredit hateful doctrines. Yemen's exiled Prime Minister Khaled Baha made a brief but important visit to the newly liberated southern city of Aden Saturday. Baha, who is also Yemen's vice president, is the highest-ranking Yemeni leader to visit Aden since pro-government forces freed it from Houthi rebels 2 weeks ago. Mr. Baha toured war-damaged buildings and visited people wounded in the fighting. He promised that Aden will soon return to normal. Mr. Baha flew to Aden from Saudi Arabia, where the internationally-backed Yemeni government fled after Iranian rebels seized Sana'a last year, then Aden in March of this year. A Saudi-led Arab coalition has been carrying out airstrikes against the Houthis. This is, from Washington, VOA News. Rebels from the Kurdistan Workers' Party carried out a suicide attack today at a military police post in eastern Turkey, killing two soldiers and wounding 24 others. The local governor's office said the attack in Agri province near the Iranian border involved an agricultural vehicle packed with 2 tons of explosives. The bombing is the latest episode of increased violence between the PKK and Turkey, which began a series of airstrikes just over a week ago, targeting the Kurdish rebels inside Turkey and in northern Iraq. There has been an audio message reputed to be from Mullah Akhtar Mansour, the new leader of the Taliban. It is intended to reassure Taliban leaders, elders, clerics, and scholars that the jihad will continue until the Islamic system is brought to Afghanistan. He says all decisions will be taken in light of Islamic law. Mansour also emphasized maintaining unity in the Taliban ranks. Harun Mir is an Afghan political analyst.
There's a lot of unknowns right now, but hopefully within the next few days, we would know more about what will be the intentions of the new leadership and if they could, the new leader would be able to keep unity within the Taliban.
Mansour replaces Taliban founder Mullah Omar, whose death has been confirmed by the Taliban, although the timing is unclear. Flooding in Myanmar has now killed at least 27 people and affected more than 150,000, numbers that are both expected to rise as the government, military, and relief organizations work to carry out rescue operations and provide aid. President Thanh Shwe went Saturday to the Sagaing region in northern Myanmar, one of the 4 areas where he has declared a state of emergency. Weeks of heavy rains made worse by a cyclone that hit last week caused flooding and landslides. The World Health Organization says work is moving ahead on a plan to reform the organization's ability to respond speedily and effectively to international health emergencies. These reforms have been triggered by worldwide criticism of the World Health Organization's slow response to the Ebola epidemic in West Africa. The WHO's Director General is Margaret Chan.
Internally, within the organization, we are implementing faster, more streamlined internal procedures for procurement, for staff deployment, and the management of our global resources to speed up the response to any emergency.
U.S. President Barack Obama is set to unveil new regulations Monday aimed at cutting carbon pollution that comes from the nation's power plants. The goal is for plants to reduce their carbon emissions by 32% below 2005 levels by the year 2030. I'm Susan Yawkey in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.